Welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe, and today we're talking about how to set goals when you're not really a goal setting type or you're in a period where you don't have any big goals on the horizon. I think there tends to be this idea that you're either a planner or you're not, but I don't think it's quite as binary as that. Yeah, there are some people who are always B planners like me, but even I have periods where things are less planned, and I have periods where there'd be some really obvious goals and periods where I'm less goal-driven, or at least less goal-driven in the sense of this is a race that I'm training for. So I think that it tends to be a wide spectrum of what you might be looking at any given point in time. And sometimes you will be in a really hyper-focused phase, like in a marathon training cycle or a 5K training cycles. And sometimes you will be in a less specific goal-setting phase, like particularly around times when either it's going to be difficult for you to kind of do everything that you want to do because kids are on holidays or because it's summer and you hate running in the heat or whatever it is. So there's a whole range of things that can go into it. And I think probably the first thing is to establish in the whole thing is that there are things that are habits and there are things that are goals. So barring injury, a habit of mine is that I will tend to want to run 5 to 6 times a week. But that's not a goal. That is just something I do. So, there's some broad outcomes to that, but it doesn't really have any purpose beyond my mental health, which is fine, but it's a habit, it's not a goal. For a goal, you're more looking at things where there's a target that you're moving towards in some way. And I think it can get really easy, particularly in running circles, to get caught up in like these big goals, like, you know, run this half marathon, you know, like do this, you know, sub 35 minute 5K, or, you know, things that can seem kind of intimidating. And if you're not in that phase where you're craving a challenging goal, it can kind of seem, well, like, yeah, that's great for everyone else, but it's just not my bag at the moment, and just steer away from goals. But there are lots of ways to incorporate a whole range of goals into everything without it becoming this sort of like big scary thing, and then you never really get to a point of demotivation because you're always working on something. So some of the ways that I would think about that are quite different from, you know, sort of like training plans, specific distances, specific paces. It can be things like, I would tend to have an attendance goal at CrossFit. So I just hit 400 classes since I started there, I think. And that's sort of like that, they keep track of that for me. I don't keep track of that. But I kind of know, okay, I've just hit 400. I go generally to about 3 times a week. Therefore, in, you know, like about 30 something weeks, I will hit 500, and that is in, you know, like about, you know, 7 or 8 months. So whenever that is, so I'll sort of like have that as something that I'm ticking off and I'm working towards through the year. And similarly, you can have things like that with, you know, like the number of park runs you go to, both as a participant and as a volunteer. You can set up things like in Strava, I have a weekly goal for the amount of kilometers that I run, and I've got an annual goal which I haven't reset, and there's no way I'm getting anywhere near that. It's like at 3,000 for the year, and I looked at the other and like we're like close to halfway through, and I was up to 280, and I was like, yeah, that's not happening this year. So you can adjust those things, which is a good idea. You can do things like Run Down Under, where it tracks your kilometres around Australia, and it will sort of like give you updates about where you're up to, and it can be continuous, so there's no expectation that you do that in 1 year, but you just keep going. Similarly, there are distance challenges on Strava and Garmin Connect. There are step challenges. There are also, I know on Strava you can do like a 10k challenge, so you can try to, it will sort of like for the month it will compare all of your 10k times. So there's loads of things like that that you can do, so you always have these sort of like monthly goals on the go, and then also some annual ones as well. You can also work on some strength related goals in combination with your running goals. So you will usually have things that I would categorize as being in the skills department. So it's not really that I'm not strong enough, it's that I'm not coordinated enough. So things like working on double unders, that's something that I will tend to, we do it a bit at CrossFit, but also do it at home. And then every now and then there will be these periods of progress forward with it, which is really cool. And it's the type of thing that I like to take note of. And other things that I might work on, which is strength based, but it's just about practicing different progressions. So I have like one of those door frame pull-up bars, and I have bands that I can use with it to sort of like help me do an assisted pull-up, but for the most part I think probably the most effective things in terms of building my strength is doing negative pull-ups, which is where you jump up and you lower yourself down slowly with control. And so I have that there, so I will sort of just aim at several points through the day to pop up and do, you know, 3 or 5 or whatever, and that way it's something that I'm always working on, and then when we come to a day where we test it at CrossFit, then I'll be able to see more progress than if I just did it when I was at CrossFit. And then on top of things that I would consider more skills, there's also other things that I would keep track of, like deadlift PBs and snatch PBs and strict press, bench, all of those sorts of things, because that's the kind of thing that I include in my strength training. It's the kind of thing that I will then keep track of, and it's kind of cool how sometimes you might be going through a bit of a, oh, you know, like this last run really, really sucked, but, you know, I just had a massive bench PB this week, and it will sort of like help you to see progress that is happening in the week, even if it's not running related. You can also work on other goals that maybe aren't so training focused, but maybe are more wellness focused. So that might be having a particular goal for when you go to sleep or a number of hours that you sleep. It might be starting some breathing exercises that you do as part of your relaxation every night. That might be, it could be any range of things, and just keeping a focus on how it can be improved and how it can be progressed and how you are going to be measuring that, because otherwise it's very easy for those things to slip away if there's not a focus on progress. Like if your goal is to just to tick something off every day, as helpful as that might be, after a while it will just slip away and you won't be ticking it off. And whereas if you have a focus on sort of like either extending the amount of time that you're doing it for, or improving an aspect of it, or, you know, engaging in it with it in some way, then it's much more likely to have a lot more longevity because it has that goal focus rather than just that habit focus. And if you are looking at event type goals, then it's a good idea to never only have one. I always like if I'm going into, say, a half marathon training cycle, I always like having two on the go because it takes the pressure off the first one. And also, you always want to have that next thing you're training for lined up before you actually do the thing that you're currently training for. Just brings you out of that sort of like post-event slump that tends to happen. And it's very easy when you're recovering and you're not having your normal habits and your normal routines to just fall out of those routines if there's not something sort of concrete that's set up as the next thing. And it's very possible, particularly at the beginning of the year when you're looking at the running calendar, to go absolutely mental on all of the things that you would like to sign up for. I've definitely done that in the past. But I think it's good to have a balance of going, okay, these are some key events that I would like to target. These would be some nice bonus ones that I could have as to do as well, and also kind of look at, these are the ones where my goal for this particular event is to really push the pace, or my goal for this particular event is just for it to be super social and just have a really fun time and possibly run with some of my friends and all of that sort of stuff. And so you can kind of then go into some more specifics about your goals based on what events you're signing up for and what you want the experience to be like. Because I think getting caught up in times can be like a bit of a double-edged sword with goals. Like, on the one hand, it's super motivating, and you know, sometimes to be able to like find that next gear in those, like in some suicide sprints that you're doing, you need kind of like the fear of failure to get you out there and amongst it. But the flip side of that is that once you finish that event, no one will ever remember what time you ran it in except you. And you are the only person who knows what it means. And you are the only person that it means something to. So it can be easy to sort of like get drawn into sort of like all this stuff with PBs and getting faster and getting better. But there are a gazillion ways to measure getting better. And getting better might be that this is just a whole lot easier for me than it used to be. And that is a great way of measuring how something's getting better. And it might be, look, you know, like I ran this event in this time and I want it to be a better time and I want to test out where my fitness is and where all the hard work that I've put in has taken me. And that is absolutely a great goal as well, but it's not the only goal. And so when you're looking at setting goals, it doesn't have to be that. It can be that if that's the type of person you are and if that's the kind of thing that motivates you and if that's the kind of thing that makes you feel good about your training and if that's the kind of thing that inspires you to get out of bed in the morning. But it doesn't have to be that. And there are so many different ways for you to measure the outcome of all of your hard work. I like that sort of the racing aspect of running. So I love being able to go into a half marathon and really test what I've done, test what the limits are, test how fast I can go. And because of the kind of distance it is, it's kind of like it's quite an easy test as opposed to something longer distance where a myriad of things can go wrong and it might not, your result might not reflect your work. Whereas my experience anyway of the half has always been that your result does reflect your work because it's a lot more of a predictable event in that way. But it's not more of a test than, say, you going out and running whatever distance that you want to run at an easy pace and having that easy pace either be slightly faster or having that easy be easy, and instead of sort of like, you know, feeling like your lungs have declared some kind of mutiny, to be able to cross over to that point where you're actually running with people and capable of holding a conversation. I remember that being probably one of the bigger milestones in my running, was when like easy running actually became easy and I could actually hold a conversation. And that was, it took a while. It did. And, you know, and being a smoker when I started running didn't help. But once I crossed over to that, that's probably something that's more memorable than a lot of other things in a lot of ways. And there are a gazillion races that I've done where the time's been really good, but they're not necessarily the most memorable races that I've done, because the ones I remember are usually to do with the experience and the people I'm with, not so much, you know, the time that you get at the end. It's a bit like how nobody remembers your HSC results or your year 12 results if you're not in New South Wales. It's sort of like, it seems super, super important at the time, and then after the fact, no one cares. So when you are picking goals, don't be afraid of picking an event-based goal just because you don't want to have like a pace-based goal, because there are so many other ways to do it. And just keep in mind that you are the only person who decides what you are doing, what it means. No one else. And if, you know, it's oftentimes, it can be hard when you're setting a different type of goal and somebody will continually ask you, you know, like, what time are you going for? Or after the fact, what was your time? But just recognize that that is just someone showing interest the way that they know to show interest. And it's not something that you have to get into if that's not what you are doing. And you don't have to feel pressured to set a time or set a pace or to set a PB. Because, you know, in training, like if I ever have anything that I'm programming like for a time trial, which I try not to do very often because they're intimidating, no one likes them, and you just look at it and you know it's going to be awful. So generally speaking, I would tend to program things that are time trials but are not called time trials, because it's easier to perform with a lot of times without that sort of pressure. But when I'm programming for something like that in training, my preference would actually be for people to not do it on a specific day. You know, like pick a day where you feel good, because some days you wake up and you're like, yep, I reckon today's the day. I feel good. This, and you can kind of tell in that first, you know, like 5 or 10 minutes that you're running. Some days it just feels really easy and it feels really good, and other days it feels like you're dragging yourself through quicksand. So in terms of doing something fast, you definitely don't want to be picking a quicksand day, and it's really random. You know, like some of the days where I felt really good are when on paper I probably shouldn't have felt good, like it was hot. I had, you know, had muscle soreness from CrossFit, you know, it wasn't first thing in the morning, you know, all of these things that would normally mean not the best day to do something like that. But for whatever reason, I felt good on the day, and it just puts you in a good headspace to then get out there and do it. And you don't have that option with events. So all you can do is run the day. And some days you will have a perfect race and some days you will have a less than perfect race. And I think that, you know, I've done plenty of events. I don't know how many in total, but, you know, I would guess around 20 to 30-ish. And I've probably had, well, not probably, I have had 3 perfect ones. So it's like 10%, you know, and I think I'm doing pretty well. So it is the kind of thing that some people are going to love the racing environment, and it is going to create a great environment for them to set PBs. And for other people, PBs are more likely to happen in training. And once you sort of work that out for yourself, it can help to inform how you set goals as well. Because the last thing that you ever want to do is achieve something that you worked for and get yourself into a situation where you're disappointed with it. Because there are just so many variables, and it's one day and it's one moment. And the way I tend to think about it is that you spend, you know, 12 weeks or 16 weeks or whatever in training, and you spend, you know, a few hours in a race. So for me, with my goals, I tend to prioritize training because that's where I spend the bulk of my time. And I'm not going to sort of sacrifice what I enjoy doing for that huge amount of time for this one thing that is probably going to be imperfect anyway. But it does have its place. And I think that, you know, you can learn things in a race that you cannot learn in training, like how much more your body is capable of when you think that there's not, it can sort of go and prove how much more potential you've got in your body than what you would ever conceive of in training. So I think there are so many great things about both, but you just want to find something that suits your personality and gives you meaning and gives you joy and is not about falling into any kind of thing about what you should be doing or what other people think about it, because it's all about how you derive meaning, and that is absolutely what you want to be focusing on with goals. That's it for this week. I will be back next week. You've still got about 48 hours, depending on when you listen to this podcast, to sign up for Run Club for the year and get a free singlet. It works out to be, I think, about an annual saving of $100. So that's open until the end of the 17th of June. So if you're interested in that, dive in. And if you have any questions, just let me know. And I will be talking to you next week. Bye.